Okay, there she is. She's walking to her car. She's getting out her key. She's starting her car. Driving away. Damn it. I didn't put enough peanuts in there. Oh, shaving cream. Oh, shaving cream.
That play on the radio. Lois is trying to win customer of the month at her coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And they won't hook her up despite her, what she believes to be excellent patronage. And so she decides she's going to poison the peanut allergy barista and then save her life. But she goes too far. Oh, shaving cream. Nemesis Kayla tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I like to say shiitake mushrooms as my swear word replacement.
That's a good one.
Do you have any of those, Momo? I know you just like to just say the actual words.
No, I just
words.
Go for it, yeah. Actually.
Fine. Headlines, we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Kalahari Resorts. I'll be there on Sunday. I'm pointing it out again, Kalahari.
Oh, what are you doing?
Just going for Easter brunch.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom is of Round Rock, Texas, and she, since the day they broke ground at Kalahari, has been very excited to go.
Okay.
And then pandemic times and whatever, but we're all vaccinated and the like. So, yeah, on Sunday, we're going for Easter brunch. And I'm telling you, Kalahari, not because I want special, not because I expect special treatment. I do want it. Mm-hmm. I do accept it, but I don't expect it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Get at me.
And if you don't give it to him, he will complain about it.
I will not.
Yeah, you will.
Will I show up Monday and point out that they were very fair and did
Where
not give me
special treatment?
Maybe I will.
If All I right. just point out facts about your lack of special treatment.
Will I have an angry tone when I point out that you treated me like a normal customer? Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. Well, maybe we can avoid that situation. How about that? There's a fun idea.
I should get you a shirt that just says, I accept special treatment.
Bonnaroo is a go. The Foo Fighters are in for Bonnaroo. September 2nd through 5th, 2021. Momo, you seem like a festival chick.
I am.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have you ever gone to Bonnaroo?
No, I haven't, but I went to Firefly and Music Midtown.
Firefly, is that the one on the island with
the one in
the
Delaware.
Tents and the boxed lunches?
No, that's
Jerule.
Firefest.
That was Firefest. This is Firefly in Delaware.
Okay.
That's happening this year too, apparently.
Nice.
Is this the one where everybody's doing the drugs? I want to go to that one.
This is the one.
This is the only one.
The one where they do.
On the farm.
I guess Bonnaroo, it's going to be some. I was going to say, what's the most druggiest of all of
the
festivals?
One in, like,
Outside Lands. Or
well,
like,
it's going to be one of those.
ADM, oh, the Miami ADM ones. Festival.
Yeah. Miami one. That's got to be.
Daisy
that leaves some
Carnival. Dixie Carnival. What's the Vegas one? The
I Heart
Life
Vegas.
Is Beautiful?
No, there's the EDM festival in Vegas. It's one of the biggest ones. I think it says Carnival in there or something. It's funny because it's EDM, but then there's also
EDM.
Their acronym
EDC?
Is EDC is very close. Yes. Electric Daisy Carnival. Electronic.
Yes. Electric Daisy Carnival. Like, yeah. That's got to like be the place.
I don't know. Get at us. What is the druggiest of all the festivals?
But no, there was the one that was like out in the middle of nowhere.
Bonnaroo is.
Oh, are you talking about the one in the desert?
No.
What's that one?
That's Burning Man.
Yeah.
That's
got to be the
druggiest
festival.
Not even, but that's, is that even a festival? The Foo Fighters are not playing Burning Man, okay? It's like we're
a festival of sorts.
There's a bunch of naked dudes get around a fire and they start banging on a drum and they're like, this is my hero, man.
Don't they say it's a festival?
I guess it's festival-ish.
Anyway, Bonnaroo.
I remember I briefly was a security guard for W3 that does like all of the festival securities and all that. And they had to go through training orientation. And there was one, I guess it was Bonnaroo. It was like out in the middle of nowhere and everybody just lives in tents. But they're like,
that's Bonnaroo.
Yeah, Bonnaroo. Yeah. And they're like, just heads up, you're going to find some bodies. So just.
Oh.
They just were like, last year was like 3 bodies found in tents of overdoses and
dead
stuff.
Dead people?
Yeah.
At the farm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They're not a partner, right, Bonnaroo? No.
But
they fixed it now. I'm sure.
I don't want to be a cold, heartless, cynical jerk. But you have 100,000 something people gathered.
In, someone's going to die.
Yeah, for 4 days. Just the odds are that's the way it works.
I mean,
of every 100,000 people, one of them dies every 4 days. This is just the way numbers work,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Who hasn't had to take a ride on a medical golf cart at a festival?
Hey,
right, Jason?
You watch your mouth.
You're not doing it right if you don't, right?
I did not require medical attention, okay?
It was forced upon.
Much like my Kalahari situation, okay? I do not require special treatment, but I do accept. Okay, and yeah, fun fest 1 year. I did not require medical attention, but I did receive it.
Uh-huh.
So
it's fine. You made friends with the sweat person.
Tanifer, what's up, homegirl? You out there still? Good to see you. Foo Fighters are in for Bonnaroo again, September 2nd through 5th of this year. Phoebe Bridgers, Tyler, the Creator, My Morning Jacket, Deftones, Incubus, Deadmau5, Jack Harlow, What's Poppin'? this is in addition to, I guess these are leftover artists from last year. The canceled Bonnaroo included Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Tame Impala, Run the Jewels, Lana Del Rey, Primus, Nelly, Dashboard Confessional. Took me a minute to get ready. Sorry. Tickets went on sale yesterday for Bonnaroo. Get it on. Now, I bring this up just because we are still sort of in flux, right? Still in question about, like, are we going to have an Austin City Limits Music Festival?
As of now, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's on the books.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's on the books.
Yep.
Right. But there's been no lineup announcements, or we don't know anything. They didn't announce a lineup last year, right? So we don't even have any leftover type thing. Maybe this is coming from last year stuff.
That's not, yeah, I remember everybody was complaining that they didn't at least tell us who we're missing out on.
But there is.
Why do you want to know? Why do you want to know? Just to be more sad?
Just to fantasize about
like
what could have been.
Like most things in my life, at least I need to know what I'm missing out on, because that's all I have.
You want to have FOMO.
That's all I have.
Okay,
what I could have enjoyed.
we talked with our guy Andy Langer about this a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that 2022 would be the year where festival season is in full go, where bands are touring again. But it looks like there are, you know, some moves being made for the fall. Life is Beautiful in Las Vegas, that festival, says that they're planning for September. Outside Lands in San Francisco says Halloween weekend. I have already, is this irresponsible? I've been accused of irresponsible things. I got vaccines in me now, man. I've already made my Riot Fest arrangements. Okay.
Oh.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins, Run the Jewels. Let's go.
Okay.
Plus I don't even care about those, is Riot Fest. You know about Riot Fest, Momo?
Yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah,
it's every 2004 Warped Tour band that you ever wanted to see.
I know a thing or two about Warped Tour, too.
Bayside, Newfound Glory.
Yeah.
Taking Back Sunday. All of they're all there.
Let's get are you into those things, Momo?
Yeah.
There's room in our Airbnb. I went to Warped Tour when I was a kid. Yeah. Okay. AT&T Center, what up? Parking lot.
I went to the last one. The 2 years ago, I guess. The final Warped Tour at the AT&T Center parking lot. That's a young man's game, all right?
Does it say it on the ticket at the AT&T Center parking lot?
Well, no, I think it says AT&T Center.
I know that's where it is, but
I don't know if they
you might
that.
Just think that it's going to be in there, but no, it's in the parking lot.
That they should always just be in the parking lot somewhere, no matter what.
Yeah, it's always the parking lot.
Well, yeah, I remember the Warped Tour 2001, 2003, 2004, uh-huh. And I was like, this is the best time ever. And yeah, 2018 or 19, Jason, in a parking lot in San Antonio in June, I was like, what is, no.
They open up that barn thing.
No.
For shade.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how hot it gets.
At one point, I just had to find, there was like one patch of grass, and I just found it and laid down. And I was like, I'm just gonna nuzzle up to some grass here.
The way they release the line, or the times, the same day, it's so intense.
It's ludicrous, because there's no headliner, really.
Yeah. You like, can't plan until you get there.
Sometimes, like, No Effects is just going to play at noon, and you're like, what?
I feel like whoever's putting that on is also doing some no planning as well.
They're like, this is what we're going to do today.
Anyway, festivals are happening, and so, I'm saying we're going to get an Austin City Limits Music Festival. Right, guys?
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
For certain people, probably.
For certain people.
Like the people that are lucky enough to get in.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.
Momo with us today. We have more AG Rugby tickets coming up. Who's the a-hole in just a second? Mr. C tweets at Jason JKS, says, I made my Riot Fest rain too. It's the best fest, and I'm ready to party with you, Dick Man. Bonnaroo's announcement makes me confident Riot Fest will happen. Yeah, hopefully. Now, there are, Nick was sort of alluding to this when we were going into that song. There's going to be some... Like, you're going to have papers. You're going to have to prove that you're vaccinated,
show
that you're healthy.
Well, you just take a trip to the dark
there's
web.
There's going to be variants and all of those other things. Yeah. You know, I was looking yesterday, just because this is what I do all the time, about the travel restrictions to New York. First of all, they have some sort of, do you know about the, what is it called, the Excelsior Pass?
No.
It's basically
an app, right?
Yeah, you get an app on your phone, uh-huh. And then I guess it seems like a good idea, but some Big Brother type people are like, I ain't doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Where, like, yeah, you put in your...
Say people that are just posting pictures on Facebook and Instagram of their vaccine card?
Right. You put in your information.
Why don't just put it out for the world?
It looks up in the, you know, the New York Health Department stuff, uh-huh. All of your intel, and it'll find out about your testing and have you been vaccinated and the like. And then if you want to go to a restaurant, you just flash your... Excelsior, and they're like, all right, right through here, mm-hmm. Sir.
You may enter.
Yeah. But at least the travel restrictions, because you got to, if you get there and you got to test this time, quarantine this amount of time, unless you've been vaccinated, which I have now, or Nick tells me
I gotta
wait two more weeks before I'm full on antibodied or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York tomorrow. No, just kidding. But it did say that. If your vaccine had to have come 2 weeks ago, but not more than 3 months ago. Is my vaccine only good for 3 months?
Yeah, they're still figuring out.
It's only
out.
3 months?
Do I got to get another one?
I thought it was 6 months.
I think they're still trying to figure out exactly
what it is. That's
according
to the New York State travel restrictions, and they're probably stricter than...
Yeah, they're probably edging on our overcompensating to the safer side.
Yeah,
whatever the right words and phrases are.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Well, okay, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass in the box. Right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Ass. Major ass.
Look at his haircut. Anybody with a haircut like that, you know him that.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
How many ass we got on this ship anyhow?
Go! All right, a very unique, maybe the only one we'll ever do like this, Who's the A-Hole? Because usually, Momo, we do this segment when I feel like somebody has wronged me,
yep.
And I'm trying to shame them,
yep.
And then everybody decides that it's my fault and that I'm the worst.
Is that how we do it?
Yeah,
it feels like most of the time you're trying to convince us that you're not the a-hole.
And we it don't backfires fall for it. Every time.
Maybe. That seems similar to what I just said. But here's one where I'm actually kind of worried. Did I do an a-hole thing? I feel bad about it. And I want you guys to make me feel better and tell me, no, you didn't do anything bad, Jason. You're fine. You're a swell dude.
You got the wrong people.
So, if you
audience.
If you missed the big announcement yesterday... my girlfriend is moving in. Bumbelina and Bumbelito are moving in July 1st. Their lease is up at the end of June, so mm-hmm. Probably slowly.
Are you sure you're not rushing into this too quickly? This June 1st
moving date? How long has it been again?
It's funny, the reaction in the last 24 hours, I've gotten a lot of congrats, which I'm like, all right.
Okay.
But also, the congrats that you get have question marks on them like you just did? Or
no,
they,
I put the question mark on them. Lots of people saying, congratulations, that's awesome. And I'm like, well, sure.
I guess.
I didn't graduate from medical school. I just, but okay,
you sure.
You sure
didn't.
But there's also some people who are like, good luck. And I'm like, that might be more appropriate. That might be better where we're at. But here's when I made said announcement yesterday, Nick, it was like the first thing that you said, right? Was like,
what happens to your roommate?
Yeah.
What happens to your roommate?
My roommate. I don't know. What do you guys think should happen?
Is he moving out? Is he staying?
I mean, look, you can't. It's super awkward. I've been in this position where I was roommates with a guy from Boston one mm-hmm. time, and he was actually like the one cool person from Boston that's ever existed.
I was going to say, you have
the only cool person
never,
from Boston.
Never been to Boston.
Oh.
Or even, I think, Boston. The Northeast, but has an irrational distaste for all of the people of New England, right?
Yeah.
Is it because
all
of this
of them
one guy?
Collectively?
No. He was cool. But his. his girlfriend slash fiance, whatever, she was living back in Boston, but eventually she moved down here and they got engaged and they moved in. And I was like, I am not for this. Like, I have to get out of here. This is awkward. He also was like, get out of here. This is awkward.
Well, yeah. But, so, yes.
So what's going down?
Well,
I think it's natural.
I informed him of the situation. And that he should leave, or that he is to leave. And look, I'm the worst. Okay, I knew he was at home, and I could have gone and told him, but I texted him.
Oh,
just because I'm a coward. Okay, I'm an absolute coward.
So y'all are both at home.
Okay,
that's so awkward.
I want you to hear his reaction
You're
from
at
upstairs.
Home.
It was.
Text to give.
Again, look, I understand. I am the worst and account. This decision was made on Saturday night, okay? Mm-hmm. That she was going to move in.
And we didn't find out till yesterday.
I didn't make the announcement until yesterday on the air. And I didn't tell Gil until Tuesday at 4 p.m. ish. And I was I'm so the worst. Like, I saw him several times between Saturday and then, and I was waiting for a time when I was like, be at work so that I was like, hey, I've been meaning to talk to you, but I just
waiting
have
until
to.
You're out of my sight.
And he was just home all the time. I don't know what's going on.
A pandemic.
Oh, my gosh. How dare he be in his own home?
And so, yeah, I ended up texting him. I was like, I'm at work, so I can't. I'm not available to talk to you. So I texted him. Here's the thing. She's moving in. I think it would be real crowded to have everybody around. So unfortunately, I had to come to an end at some point. Please let me know if I can be of assistance. You've been a great roommate.
I'm 100% picturing you firing off a text and then leaving the house just to avoid the awkwardness.
Were you at home?
No.
Okay.
Did I choose to go to the movies on Tuesday night specifically to avoid?
Before I watch this movie,
Did, maybe I didn't. I don't know. But look, what is? We're all grown ups here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm now living with my girl. Just got a kid. We're a family. We're talking about getting a dog.
I want to say,
are we just gonna have a? Do you have a roommate when you're a household family?
No.
Was I supposed to? You can also really make an argument that there's no room, okay? It's currently, all right, we can't stay on top of the dishes with just me and him. Now there's two other mouths to feed here. So, yeah, there's just not room for them.
You did not set yourself up good for this one.
I mean,
what is the question? Who's the a-hole, Jason, for kicking out?
I'm not making anybody else the a-hole, although he did reply to me with just a one-word answer.
Okay.
I expected a one-finger answer.
Thumbs up emoji.
Gave him 3 months notice.
Look here, I'm not in the business of doing this, but I think you're fine. I think that this is a thing. He should know or be expecting that at some point this is going to happen. I want to say that he should have just realized at one point that you would have to move out because you would be in a relationship, but nobody should have seen that coming. But once you are in that relationship, nobody should have expected Jason to settle down again. But once you do have your bumbling and you guys celebrate, you know, your first anniversary and you see how things are going, like he knew this day was coming.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you get with him before at all? Give him any hints or clues that this was happening?
No.
That's the part that's like,
it's 3 months. That's more than you're
enough
supposed
time
to get, right?
I don't know.
Friend.
I feel like the standard amount is 30 days.
Here's the other thing, too. And now this is a-hole behavior because I'm meddling in other people's business. His relationship, they've been together far longer than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to go move in together, okay?
See, that's the problem.
Okay.
Now you're messing with his stuff.
Don't bring that into this. I divert from you.
QMAC tweets at Jason Dick AF says, for once, Jason's not the a-hole. April Fools! Good for you, buddy. Good for you. I don't know. Did I do wrong? Did I do my guy wrong?
You did your guy wrong.
I was just sitting on the couch last night watching TV. I didn't even talk to him.
That's how you know you did your guy wrong.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
I feel like Momo is team a-hole. or is team Jason is the A-hole. If you
I think
it.
I am.
If you missed it, I had to
It's weird that people you work with would just automatically be on team A-hole.
I had to kick my roommate out because my girlfriend is moving in. I don't like saying kick him. I didn't kick him out. I just told him about the thing.
I'm not saying you're the A-hole for getting your roommate to leave. I'm just saying you're the A-hole for how you told him.
And that seems to be the consensus, is that I texted him. Yeah, paper trail. You got to make sure that there's... Romero and ATX says, damn it, Jason, taking the relation part aside, because Nick is right. But the way you handled it, yikes, I'm sure the Tiger Woods accident was easier to look at than this. You are the a-hole, sir. Let's see. Zach from New Braunfels says, you remember when the idea of Bumbleina moving in came up and your roommate's girlfriend who lived there / didn't live there was excited because she thought all five of you would live together? I do remember that day.
Family.
But that's what, am I trying to run like a hostel here? Okay. Too many people. That's not enough.
Hey, first of all,
real estate for this many peoples.
What you should have done is you should have got Bumbleito to break the bad news to Gil.
Uh huh.
Just that he was coming for his space.
Uh huh.
I like the idea of just you making Bumbleito deliver all your bad news. He's your bad news guy from now on.
He's the messenger boy.
Speaking of, are you going to charge Bumbleito rent? Is he going to contribute? You should do that. Just something like $5
or
something. Yeah.
I don't want to get into the exact details of the... You know what? I won't get into the details of things because we don't need to talk about amounts and other
stuff.
Will
you text us to them?
I mean, there are
to us later.
One person moving out, two people moving in. There is going to be an increase in... Florida man Kyle, perhaps the only Jason Dick sympathizer, says, despite Jason breaking up with Gil via text, I have to admit that the text he allegedly sent Gil was surprisingly sensitive and nice. If it actually was what he said, that was a very nice way to break the news to him, Dick Man. Yeah, see,
I'm
a good guy. Brett with 1T says, the way you delivered the notice is definitely on the a-hole spectrum, but the fact that the notice was given with ample time as a friend / longtime roommate, he definitely deserves better. Here's to hoping it works out better for all.
Mm-hmm.
Serena G, you're the a-hole for the delivery and waiting to tell him the way you did. However, you did give him plenty of time, so that was good on your part. And yes, good luck on this. You and Bumbleina are solid, so you don't need luck. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Jason, you are 100%. Chicago Bob says, Jason, you are 100% not the a-hole. Everyone grows up at some point and starts a family, lives without a roommate. You just waited till almost 40 to grow up.
I wish I could go back in time and ask Gil when he moved in what was the more likely outcome of why he would have to move out. Because you moved in a girlfriend... Or that you just died.
Well, would he move out if I died?
I don't know.
I mean, I assume
he's running your estate
now.
Yeah, they would just start taking it. Somebody else would be collecting the rent. At Jibber Chatter says, honestly, I'm surprised that Jason's radio announcement wasn't also the announcement to Gil. No, I would never do that. But that was
I almost did.
It was already in the promo. I was making the announcement Wednesday at 9, and that's why Tuesday. I was like, I have to tell him now. I can't wait any longer.
I changed my vote.
And Davis the Door Guy says, I mean, it's only fitting that a housing situation born out of a radio bit is ended with a bit. We all had those degen living situations that had to come to an end at some point. Do we at least get one last dick house of palooza? I hear the pool is getting fixed. I don't know. Maybe, probably, yeah, guys.
Wait, is this going to be the end of the pool parties? I was like, why does that have to stop these pool parties?
I think in pandemic times, I've just learned that I like having less people around.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. It feels good to not have people around.
Well, we don't care about your feelings.
Oh, we want the hard part.
Thank you.
We're here for the pool.
We'll stay out of the house.
If the pool continues to live on, there'll be a party.
Here's more. Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends.
Morning X Sports.
Bumbleina has been. She's texting me. When I leave you, should I let you know via text? She did point out
sick burn
in 9 years, as I've determined we will stay together forever, which is 10 years max, obviously.
Bumbleina, you should tweet at the show to let them know.
You know what? I don't mind.
You can time it for like 7 or 8
I don't mind being broken up with on text. That sounds fine to me, okay? Mm-hmm. I would rather not. If it's awkward for me, I'm going to make it awkward.
Should she just leave? You never know what happens?
No, don't do that.
She'll text you from the movies.
Don't do that. Sports brought to you by Pants. Let me play this real quick.
It's 90 minutes of nonstop 101X for lunch. Every weekday. KROX FM Buda. Alternative Austin.
Here's how you should have done it. You just go, knock, knock. He says, who's there? And you say, not you anymore. Boom. Problem solved.
Hey, don't be alarmed, guys. It's baseball season. Today is opening day for America's pastime. Baseball time is back again. Eh, meh. Tell your friends, I don't give are you a baseball person, Momo? Do you like baseball things?
No.
I like going to baseball games.
Yeah.
I like drinking beer and eating hot dogs.
There it is.
Yeah.
Do I like watching baseball games? And, you know, come October, the playoffs, intensity. Yeah. It's a little ways off.
Yeah.
A little ways off for
what
me.
What was your record at Dish Falk for hot dog consumption?
We went to the first Longhorn baseball game this week or this year. What was that, like a month ago? It seems like 100 years
yeah.
ago. And no, I think for a little while I was trying to do one Bud Light, one hot dog every inning. And they play
how
nine. Of,
you get?
They play oh. nine of them. That's too many. I think I kept it up for three innings and then I was like, no, I can't do it anymore. So I think I had three hot dogs.
I feel like at one point you were.
Did you hug my three hot dogs? What's the problem? Well,
three hot dogs and three beers outside.
Giddy up. It was a cool February night, man.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
It gave me the
not
confidence to approach athletic director Chris Del Conte and try and start a conversation. He eventually
but
just
hot dogs will do to you.
Eventually just started talking around me.
And I bet you I could do nine corn dogs.
That's fine, man.
But those are fried.
So many questions at the start of this baseball season. Are the Astros going to be booed everywhere they go? Can I still dress up like an Indian? Are the Texas Rangers going to have an unbelievable super spreader event? Here, let's start with that one. I don't get this. And I guess, listen, I live in Texas where the decision makers, they make questionable moves from time to time. But are you guys aware of this? So the Rangers are playing this afternoon. I think 3 o'clock. You could back in the day when I loved baseball. Like, I would go home from doing the show, and I would just watch baseball games all day. And mm-hmm. today, I'm like, man, I'm going to have a good nap.
Yep.
but, yeah, the Rangers are playing at 3 o'clock somewhere today. But their mm-hmm. Their first home
at Kansas
game,
City.
April the 5th, I believe that's Monday,
mm-hmm.
Rangers Globe Life Field, a brand-new stadium. They didn't – it was ready last year, and they didn't really get to use it because there was no, you know, pandemic, no fans. Mm-hmm. Now they had the World Series there, and they let some fans in.
This is the one that looks like a feed store, right?
Yeah.
I've been there. Oh, really?
Yeah, they had – I guess when they were opening the grounds, they had a concert series, and I saw bleachers.
Oh, giddy up.
The band.
Yeah.
Not the stands.
Right. That would have been cool, too.
Yeah. So seeing bleachers from the bleachers?
Rangers,
yeah.
Rangers, you should want to get better. Ha ha, bleachers joke.
Yeah.
Because Rangers, Globe Life Field, hey, Rangers, don't take the money, okay?
Ha ha, but I'm...
Rangers, you're such a roller coaster being a fan of your...
Some nights you should let in some fans only.
That's a different band, but it's the same-ish band.
Rangers Globe Life Field can seat 40,300 people. And on Monday, the home opener, they are going to sell 40,300 tickets.
Oh.
They are at 100% capacity mm-hmm. for opening day.
Oh,
now,
no.
I believe the big man in charge, Governor Abbott, he said that's the rules, right? Like,
yeah.
we're all open. You can't make
COVID's
somebody
over.
Can't make somebody wear a mask.
Nope.
There's no restrictions. Do what the F you want, which I'm going to say that seems real questionable, real irresponsible, man. But here's the thing that blows my mind about this is that for subsequent games after the home opener, the Rangers say they're going to have social distancing, that they're going to block out some seats. They're not going to sell every seat. But for the home opener, we want to sell the whole place out.
Let's get everyone COVID for the first one.
I'm like, how? You either believe in it or you don't. How can you just sell all the seats and then say, next week, we're going to do our social distancing next week?
Once everybody's in the hospital.
Yeah. And nobody can come anymore.
Is that place open or is it a dome?
I'm pretty
domey.
I'm pretty sure it's a retractable roof. So
if people are wearing masks and you open it up and it's ventilation.
You are required to wear a mask except when eating or drinking because COVID knows, oh, are you eating? Okay, I won't come in there. COVID is very, very polite.
Got to do the 9 hot dog thing.
You're vaccinated, right? You got both shots,
yes.
Momo?
Yes,
I did. Did you have a reaction to the second shot?
No. I was just sore and tired. I slept for like 14 hours, but
yeah.
Other than that,
I mean,
no.
I guess that's what's happened to me is that I'm just tired, or at least maybe I'm always tired and I'm making it a vaccine
new.
Excuse. Yeah. Yesterday, I felt like I had something in my eye the whole day. Like my eye, I was just like, ow, why is my eye hurt? But I think it was just sleep eye.
I think you kept touching it as well.
Yeah.
Don't irritating it more and more. Yeah. Don't do it.
Man, I had a worse reaction to our sports podcast yesterday than I did our vaccine.
check out our sweet-ass sports podcast, 101x.com. I guess we didn't even make mention of baseball, did we?
No.
Did we talk about baseball for a single second?
So.
It's opening day. We didn't even talk about.
We did not need those balls.
Yeah. The Houston Astros, you remember a year ago, was the coming into the season. They had just been found out to be some cheating-ass trash can banging hoes. And they were like, everywhere you go, you're going to get booed. You're going to be unmercifully booed everywhere. And they got bailed out because there were no fans. Are people still mad at the Astros?
Has that worn off yet?
Are they going to get booed everywhere they go? Or are people just excited to be at baseball games again?
I forget where they were playing, but it was one like I think it was like a spring training game where the opposing like the home crowd teams whatever a security guard was like banging on a trash can the entire time like that. So yeah,
in one inning the security guard was banging a trash can.
So, yeah.
Just to rub it in their face. But
I mean, look, if I was not worried about,
I think the people are kind of over it.
Virtue signaling my desire to stay away from these crowd super spreader events, I would go down there and still boo them. I will never forget Houston Astros.
Good job.
Anytime I can hop aboard the hate train, I'm all about it.
Yeah. And it's bad news if you are going to use baseball season as an excuse to play racist dress-up because the Cleveland Indians say you're not allowed to wear your Indian costumes at the games anymore.
Indian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let them know.
Got
Momo.
One of those.
What's up with that? The Cleveland Indians, who, by the way... This is I knew this, but I'd forgotten, and now I'm like, oh, yeah. The Indians have announced that they're changing their name eventually.
Yeah.
Like, they understand.
One day.
They're like, sorry, we dig that our name is offensive. And unlike the Washington football team that immediately dumped Redskins and says we're just going to go by generic football team, now they're saying they might keep that. The Indians like, yeah, we understand. We're going to change our name, but we're not ready yet. And so they're going to go by the Indians for the remainder of at least this season. But they have prohibited fans from dressing like Indians. Quote, in a statement, they say, quote, abusive or inappropriate language or conduct deemed disorderly, unruly, or disruptive, including inappropriate dress, may constitute grounds for ejection or refusal of admission. This includes headdresses and face paint styled in a way that references or appropriates American Indian cultures and traditions, end quote.
Good.
Kansas City Chiefs did the same thing this year, basically saying you can't wear headdresses to the stadium anymore. I don't know. It's just like... If I'm a fan, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to stop wearing my costume next year.
Eventually.
Why does this radiate the same energy as having that home game full capacity?
Oh. Yeah, there's just some hypocrisy and people doing whatever. It's fine. Good. Happy baseball season, guys.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.